This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Democrat Senator Joe Manchin said on Wednesday he is opposed to using a procedural process known as reconciliation to pass legislation without Republican support, dealing a setback to President Biden's chances of passing a $2.3 trillion infrastructure bill. The CDC is reporting the U.S. government will allot 85% less Johnson & Johnson COVID-19 vaccines to states next week. A report last week said that workers at a facility in Baltimore mixed up ingredients of two vaccines, ruining 15 million Johnson & Johnson doses. An abandoned four-month-old baby is in good condition after he was found hypothermic in a wooded area on the banks of a Michigan creek near Detroit, Michigan. Local residents said the woman appeared distraught and said she believed someone was chasing her with guns. A 10-foot-long alligator was hauled away by trappers after he was found under a parked car at a Tampa, Florida apartment complex last week. Trappers safely hauled the animal to a nearby alligator farm. USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Almost half of border personnel are no longer watching the border and are trying to corral the masses attempting to get into the United States. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Congressional Republicans are wrapping up a two-day trip to the Texas border. As far as some of the things they observed, Ohio Republican Congressman Jim Jordan.
Yesterday we saw at the Donna facility one pod, which is supposed to, under current COVID protocols, house at a maximum 33 children, and yet there were 527 kids in that pod alone. So when they say this is chaos and unlike anything we have ever seen, that is true.
Jordan also saying 40% of Border Patrol manpower is used for processing, and that means the border is going unprotected.
Isolated severe storms will be possible from the deep south to the Ohio Valley as a cold front shifts slowly eastward. Strong winds and very dry conditions will keep fire weather threats critical in the southwest United States. USA Radio News.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
NASCAR is back in action Saturday night under the lights. Driver Chris Buescher told Motor Racing Network how Roush Fenway Racing Team feels about the short tracks this year.
What I will say is some of the road racing parts and pieces seem to carry over to short tracks, and we felt like the Daytona road course went really well for us this year. Both the races we got to run, we had speed. We didn't quite get the finishes that we should have, but we definitely had speed. And so that makes us hopeful that when we go to short tracks, we're going to have the grip in the cars. We're going to have the forward drive that's going to make us pretty competitive. And Martinsville is a place that I've steadily gotten better at, and I think that we had pretty good runs last season as well. So we are looking at that as our telltale for the short tracks. Can't really get a read off of just one race, but it'll definitely help point us in the right direction and head towards what we feel like is going to be our biggest focus.
Alzheimer's disease strikes a beloved TV personality. Dan Naraki has more.
The family of animal expert Jack Hanna says the former director of the Columbus Zoo has been diagnosed with dementia. In a letter on Twitter, the Hanna family announced that Jack Hanna would be stepping away from public life As his health begins to deteriorate, doctors believe the 74-year-old is suffering from Alzheimer's disease. Hanna is best known for his many appearances on television talk shows, where he brought hosts like Johnny Carson and Dave Letterman up close and personal with wild animals. He also hosted several nature shows for children. Hanna was the director of the Columbus Zoo from 1978 to his retirement last year and remains director emeritus.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pryor.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. That's 800-539-5860.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
America, Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you go to BillMartinezShow.com. It is time for Megan Barth. We're talking, the founder, proprietor of ReaganBabe.com. Hey, Megan, how we doing?
Good morning, Bill. Doing well, thanks. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. We got through Easter, probably one of the best Easters I've ever experienced. This was just a great Easter season, and I'm just still kind of basking in the joy of it all, if that's okay.
Of course it is. Good to hear. We need some good news.
Yeah, exactly. Well, especially in light of everything that's going on, I mean, I'll tell you, I don't even know how to express the heartbreak, the depth of heartbreak that the Biden administration has thrust upon we the people in looking at our southern border. It's beyond a crisis. I mean, you're talking over 20,000 unaccompanied kids have come across just in March alone. I mean, this is unacceptable, and it's all brought to us by the Democrats, by Joe Biden. You know, Kamala Harris, the vice president, was told, hey, we need you to spearhead this, and she's MIA. I mean, are these two of the most...
Oh, no, she's not MIA. She was in Oakland. She's been in Chicago. She's been everywhere but the border. She was having a snack at a bakery in Chicago yesterday. Nancy Pelosi said yesterday that it was out of control under Trump, and actually Biden has it on the right path. Well, according to Democrats, this is the right path. It seems to me that human smuggling, sex trafficking of children is an essential business under the Democrat Party, because these are the businesses that are thriving right now in our economy. We just got another jobs number report that came out either yesterday or last night or this morning that says more and more people now are filing on unemployment. But you know, I guess the silver lining for illegal aliens is if they make it to New York, in the new $212 billion budget bill that was passed in New York State and signed by Andrew Cuomo, illegal alien families will get $12,500 in a check. due to coronavirus. Now, could you imagine being a Black American that has voted for Democrats for decades and receiving a measly $1,400 check and then reading the news this morning and realizing that illegal aliens will get $12,500? This is a stark reminder and an in-your-face slap to any Biden voter that is either waiting for their $1,400 check or received their $1,400 check. It was supposed to be $2,000. Right. To know that if you had just perhaps renounced your citizenship, moved south, and then illegally crossed the border without a COVID passport, without a passport at all, or even a vaccine, you will be rewarded by the Biden administration.
Well, and this is typical of the Biden administration. We're rewarding, he is rewarding, the administration is rewarding all the wrong behavior. And this refrain is never ending. And, you know, for those, and I'd mentioned this in the last segment, you know, for those people who are saying, I didn't vote for him. Well, you know, 80 million people plus voted for him. And, you know, how do you like it now? We didn't even get to 100 days here, Megan. And the exposure of the level of incompetence of this administration is astounding. I mean, Jen Psaki, I mean, here she is trying to, you know, cover up and do what she, I mean, she's like the female version. You remember of Baghdad Bob? You know, during the invasion of Iraq, and I think that was his name, Baghdad Bob, and he was talking, saying, "Oh yeah, we got the Americans right where we want them, and here they are." I mean, they're getting their butts kicked, and but it's all roses and rainbows. And this is what Jen Psaki sounds like. I mean, she is the female modern day 21st century American version of Baghdad Bob.
Well, and the response to the aggression that we've been witnessing now, specifically with China, Iran, and then Israel's being dragged back in, we're rewarding China by basically not only opening our borders to the drug cartels, as China is the largest producer of fentanyl that comes across our borders. We've opened our borders to Yemeni's terrorists that were arrested 2 days ago, which was wiped from the DOJ website, as well as the Department of Homeland Security website.
What's up with that? I mean, why would they wipe this from their website?
According to the liars in this administration, and I don't assume there's really one person that can tell the truth, liars beget liars.
Mm-hmm.
They said it was due to perhaps a potential security risk and identity risk, which is a bunch of crock. It was simply just to cover their own tracks and their failures of what an open border means. It's not just children coming across our border, which, according to Greg Abbott, many of them, of course, have been raped, as we know from studies. You know, about 80% of migrant children that are coming through are either subjected to or caught up in gang rape situations, sexual assault situations. But Governor Abbott is launching his own investigation with Texas Rangers, specifically in a San Antonio facility, that said many in our government have been accused of, allegedly, of sexual assault of these children.
And the people that are running this, I'm sorry, Megan, but the people running this are GMOs. And we have facilities that are federally funded that are better prepared, including, you know, physicians, logistics, the whole enchilada. But they don't take them to those facilities. They dump them off into these others, so that somehow GMOs, which are, again, this is all political favor stuff that's happening, and people need to understand.
NGOs, I'm not familiar with GMOs.
No, I'm sorry, GMO. I'm in NGOs. I'm sorry.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, like NGOs, like Catholic Charities, which I have always said is nothing but a human trafficking operation, at least an aider and abettor of. And I think Catholic Charities simply just hides behind the cross in order to flout the law. What Alex Jones, whether you love him or you hate him, he's one of the very few people that literally stopped a car from one of these Catholic charity organizations that were stuffing children in the back of the car without car seats, without seat belts. And he blocked the car with his body yesterday.
Wow.
And they ended up taking the children back into the holding facility. But these Catholic charities will give each of the illegal aliens $1,200 gift card.
We got to go to break. We've got more from Megan after this. Stay with
us. The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy. Affordable. Effective.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-897-1434. 800-897-1434. That's 800-897-1434. Paid for by Airtime Media. You love your dog. Is something bothering him or her and you can't figure out what it is? Maybe they seem slow or lethargic, and maybe they just don't have energy. Wouldn't you like your dog to be living their very best life? PetJoy offers a money-back guarantee on all of its products. If your dog won't eat it or you don't see the results you want, just let us know and we'll make it right. Totally risk-free. What do you have to lose? You can't buy PetJoy multivitamins in a store. The only way you can get them is through this unique radio offer. And if you call right now, learn how to get 2 bottles free with your order. Turn your dog's life around and make him or her a happy camper. Ain't that right, boy? He said call PetJoy right now. 800-890-8117. 800-890-8117. 800-890-8117. That's 800-890-8117.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Pursuing the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but, ladies and gentlemen, on your behalf, because I'll tell you, we continue to be lied to. I mean, we're treated like the old saying of mushrooms, kept in the dark and just fed all kinds of manure. And this is what's coming at us even more so than ever, because the lines are drawn. You know, it is the globalists against the nationalists. It's the anti-Trumpers against anybody that believed in any goodness of America. You know, whether it's critical race theory or any other indoctrination that is anti-American is being thrust upon us full force. And we need to go into this and realize that, yes, in fact, your eyes are wide open. Your ears are open. They are saying what you are hearing. They are not lying to us, even though they try to couch it. There's just something about the truth, even from the left. It comes out whether they like it or not, Megan Barth.
Yeah, exactly. And then before we went to the break, I was speaking about Catholic charities, and I don't believe that Catholic charities are really any more Catholic than I am Jewish. To me, they seem like affront to the human trafficking operation that has been thriving under the Joe Biden administration. The Catholic Charities of the Rio Grande Valley, RGV, basically signed an agreement with the federal government under the Biden administration to house and transport these children. And when they transport these children, not only are they doing so without seatbelts, and they're basically stuffing them in the back of the car, as Drew Hernandez and Alex Jones filmed, without car seats, et cetera, but they're also giving these families and children $1,200 gift cards, cash, and then they're giving them free bus tickets or plane tickets to basically any destination that they want. If I was an illegal alien, I would probably head to New York because it's a payday.
Yes. Yeah, you'd mentioned about the new law there, the monies that are going to go to these illegal immigrants, which, I mean, this flies in the face of immigrants who came here legally, Megan, that, did all the hard work waiting in line, making sure that their economics were set up in such a way, because one of the key issues of becoming an immigrant and coming into this country legally is that you have the wherewithal to provide for yourself or somebody or a sponsor to help you to make sure that you do not become a liability to we the people.
Well, exactly. And I don't know if you saw the latest report of this 2- and 4-year-old or 3- and 5-year-old that were crossed over the wall by Mexican smugglers, human traffickers.
Yes, not a border agent. Not a border agent. Right. Karl Rove mistakenly said that they were thrown over the wall by a border agent. No. He misspoke. Go ahead.
They will now be, they're from Guatemala. They will now be reunited, I guess, with their parents, according to reports. And guess where their parents are? New York. And so that's the latest story. And also the story that comes out of San Diego with illegal alien children. In San Diego, they opened the convention center or some sort of center in San Diego, and teachers are lining up
for in-person
learning. In-person learning to illegal aliens.
Go figure.
We're paying for public schools through our tax dollars, aren't getting in-person learning because of the teachers' unions, but the teachers' unions are first to send their teachers to teach illegal aliens in person. This is the Democrat Party. The platform is Americans last, everybody else first, including illegal aliens and also Iran. Yesterday, the Biden administration lifted sanctions on Iran. So again, what, strength through the capitulation is the new woke motto? It used to be peace through strength. Now it's strength through capitulation. Try to wrap your head, or peace through capitulation. Try to wrap your head around that one.
Yeah, we went through 8 years of appeasement, this appeasement policy of the Obama-Biden years, and it proved so effective that, after Donald Trump, we just had to bring that back because the empirical evidence was so clear, Megan Barth, that it was so effective that, you know, Donald Trump had really messed this up. I mean, he messed it up so bad that he was on the brink of having a first ever Middle East peace accord with 5 Arab nations. He just was a disaster. If you remember, during the closing years of the Obama-Biden administration, our national security was compromised on every front. This was a very fearful thing that was a reality, whether it was from the military or others who monitor, you know, our national security. They were up in arms about it. Donald Trump comes in, he seals things up, and Biden, when he comes back in, cannot wait to, based on the marching orders that he got from Barack Obama, to reverse all the good things that Donald Trump had done on behalf of we the people.
Well, a continuum of chaos causes fear, and the Democrats, as well as the neocons, like these never-ending wars and like this tension because it keeps the government bureaucracy busy. It has nothing to do with peace. It has everything to do with empowering those that have been chosen and selected to lead our forces, to lead the bureaucracies, et cetera. It gives them something to do. And that's the unfortunate truth. Pretty simple. Mm-hmm. We've been in Afghanistan for decades. We don't see any really ray of hope there. And the culmination of the Barack Obama legacy, Joe Biden is just an extension of that, to finish the job, to fundamentally transform this country as Barack Obama had promised. And through open borders, that is how you fundamentally transform this country. Chain migration is still going to be a thing. So when all of these illegal aliens come over, they can simply apply to have their 19 or 20 family members to join them. Mm-hmm. And this will not only bankrupt many states or stress many states financially, it is going to stress the American worker.
Exactly.
Open borders are not friends to black Americans, white Americans, or any Americans for that matter, especially the middle class. Mm-hmm. And now Biden is proposing huge tax increases on the middle class. We are seeing inflationary measures now. If you go to the grocery store, the price of chicken, for example, has gone up. The price of gas has risen 30%. Pretty much anything you buy has risen 20 to 30%. This is a direct tax on the middle class. I'm not a commuter, but I just filled up my tank the other day, and on average now, it's costing me an extra $400 to $500 a month to fill up my gas tank.
Wow.
And I'm not a commuter.
Wow.
So imagine what this is doing for commuters, those people that are hard workers that are trying to put food on the table. We also have, under the Biden administration, we can expect today another abridgment of the Constitution whereby he's going around the legislators, the Congress, and he's going to bypass something called executive actions on gun control. And in response to that, we had Ducey out of Arizona sign a law protecting the Second Amendment. And this is exactly what red state governors need to do.
Exactly, because across the board. Follow his lead. Exactly.
That's the only thing that is going to save us are the states. States' rights. And the state legislatures, where we have Republican majorities, need to shore up the Constitution and protect their citizenry, their constituents, from this overreaching tyrannical government. These executive actions of Biden are not laws, and any sheriff that is enforcing these executive actions is abdicating his oath to the Constitution and should be removed.
Mm-hmm.
People out there that listen to your show must pay attention to local politics. Forget
exactly.
About Washington,
right.
D.C.
Mm-hmm. Now, that
who's on your school board? Who's your sheriff? Who are your judges? And work to tend to your own backyard, because that's where tyranny gains its foothold.
Exactly, and that's where we can fight back in a concerted and very effective effort. And you make a great point here, and that is the local sheriff is the one, and we saw this happen before under Joe Arpaio and other brave sheriffs across the country that resisted draconian moves by the Biden administration. And they're going to be brought to the challenge. And congratulations to Governor Ducey for leading the charge there and being an example, you know, to other states and to other sheriffs. I agree 100% with you. Megan, as always, we appreciate the insight. Thank you so much. Check out her website, reaganbabe.com, for all the information. Have a great day, Megan. Thank you.
Thank you. You too.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Democrat Senator Joe Manchin said on Wednesday he is opposed to using a procedural process known as reconciliation to pass legislation without Republican support, dealing a setback to President Biden's chances of passing a $2.3 trillion infrastructure bill. The CDC is reporting the U.S. government will allot 85% less Johnson & Johnson COVID-19 vaccines to states next week. A report last week said that workers at a facility in Baltimore mixed up ingredients of two vaccines, ruining 15 million Johnson & Johnson doses. An abandoned four-month-old baby is in good condition after he was found hypothermic in a wooded area on the banks of a Michigan creek near Detroit, Michigan. Local residents said the woman appeared distraught and said she believed someone was chasing her with guns. A 10-foot-long alligator was hauled away by trappers after he was found under a parked car at a Tampa, Florida apartment complex last week. Trappers safely hauled the animal to a nearby alligator farm. USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Keeping the spirit of Don't Tread on Me alive. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, we're back with you, America. 28 minutes before the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, BillMartinezShow.com. Appreciate all the insight from Megan Barr. There was so much to talk about as to what's going on. But look at, you know, our government is failing us. And, you know, in fact, David Horowitz just sent me his new book, and we're going to be talking with David next week, The Enemy Within, How a Totalitarian Movement is Destroying America. David's had his finger on the pulse of this enemy that is within, and this kind of seems to be the theme of the day. And that is the enemy amongst us. In our earlier interview with Dan Schultz, great to have him back, the attorney out of Arizona, and the committeemen and state committeemen, you know, enlightening us as to what we can do in order to take back our government and, in many cases here, take back the Republican Party, because it has abandoned the ideals of we the people. And the principles of why we joined the Republican Party to begin with. I mean, when you have 80% of the Republican of the GOP being globalists, I mean, that should tell you everything you need to know. Because if they're globalists, they were anti-Trumpers from the get-go. because everything that Trump had to, in terms of his vision and what he was promoting, which they said was dark, was about America first. Well, the globalists don't believe in that. They believe America last, because in order for globalism to reign, America cannot be in the position of strength that it's naturally become. And keep in mind, this has been a natural thing, that America has risen and was developed to this point because of personal responsibility, because of the Constitution, a mechanism that in a sense was systemic. A systemic mechanism, and I don't mean that in a negative way, I mean in every positive way, to where it would promote individual thought and merit and accomplishment. Well, you know, that discussion and that point will be discussed even further, but right now we have Ezra Nomani with us, former Wall Street Journal reporter and author of Standing Alone, An American Woman's Struggle for the Soul of Islam. Ezra, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Oh, thanks so much. Really happy to be with you.
Well, I wanted to talk about this one article that you wrote about in terms of the critical race theory, how it's targeting Asians. And you note the surprise is on us because we'll never guess who the perpetrators of this CRT target is all about, right?
Yeah, you know, I grew up in America as an immigrant from India at the age of 4, and just really was a beneficiary of the values that we have for hard work and merit. I ended up coming to this country knowing no English and then becoming a reporter at the Wall Street Journal at the age of 23.
Only in America, right? Only in America.
You know,
exactly.
I learned English with Nancy Drew as my best friend.
Yes.
Yeah, and it was a white teacher, Mrs. Alkey, in seventh grade, who gave me a journal that got me starting the journey of writing. So that's the beauty and the glory of America. So fast forward to last year and the tragedy of George Floyd's death, igniting, you know, such a firestorm of activity, to put it mildly, around the country. Some of that activity became this activism in school districts. And my son goes to a high school called Thomas Jefferson High School for Science and Technology in Virginia, that's sort of the Stuyvesant High School of Virginia. The math and science kids go there. They test in through a merit-based test. Well, the numbers are that 70% of our student body is Asian, because many of their parents came here to save America from the Y2K bug, you know, back in the 90s.
Right. You're right. Yeah. Exactly.
And then my son, fortunately, was able to also join in the fall of 2017, and not a peep over all these years about the race issue, nothing about the problems with our, you know, race demographics. And then in June 2020, we get an email from the school principal, a woman by the name of Ann Bonitatibus, and she tells us, oh, families, you need to check your privileges. And we were just stunned, because these are families that have immigrated here from China, India, you know, the communist, the former communist countries in the Soviet Union, and they have known real struggle, right, to come to this country.
Exactly.
And so what we really found immediately was that it was this ideology of critical race theory that a lot of people talk about that had creeped into our school system. And this was the golden opportunity for these activist administrators, along with activist alumni, to just try to hijack our school. And now what I've been able to see is this is a pattern. Like, this is happening school district after school district around the country. Millions of dollars are being pumped into school districts that are putting in this curriculum and speakers and programs and training, all grounded in the critical race theory logic.
Wow. Unbelievable. Is this You know, somehow a contrived itch of some type, or this just an opportunity for these activists because of, you know, what happened with George Floyd and, you know, the sensitivity now of white people and, you know, all this insane thinking that has crept into the into the marketplace. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. No, it's a movement. It was founded 1970s and 80s at Harvard Law School, you know, a place that is not known for privilege, right?
But, yes.
You know, ironically, so there these academics decided to create this thing called critical race theory, and it has slowly gotten into our teacher colleges, and that is really the driving force behind the cancel culture movement that we saw in higher education through the 90s and early 2000s. And what happened is that they just took the opportunity of George Floyd's death and this new conversation that they ignited then on race to then hijack our schools. And they do it under these buzzwords that people are going to, all you got to do is go to your school district website and put into the search bar equity, put in restorative justice, put in socio-emotional learning. These are the buzzwords. I actually literally created buzzword bingo cards. And, you know, I thought it was just us in our school district, but then I connected with all these parents around the country. And last week, I'm so excited, we started a new organization called Parents Defending Education.
I like this.
Invite all your... Yeah, and we're literally parents defending our children and the spirit of education that this country was built upon. And so our website is defendinged.org. And what we are doing is we are collecting these incidents district by district in a map that we're calling indoctrination, because that's what's happening now. And we are empowering parents, exposing all of this critical race theory in the school districts, and engaging our communities so that we can fight back. And it's been phenomenal. You can't even imagine. Every day we're just getting scores of incidents from parents that are just so grateful that we've emerged.
I bet. Well, this is a needed, you know, effort on your part. And thank God for leading the charge and giving people an opportunity to figure out, you know, what's going on. Because I imagine, just like with you, all of a sudden you're in the middle of it and wondering what the heck is going on. I mean, even, you know, what was it last week when President Biden had mentioned, brought up the idea that, you know, a lot of Asians are being assaulted. I'm going, what do you mean? Where am I getting this at? Where's this coming from? But this is all supporting the CRT, right?
It is. And what's happening is that it's the school systems that are actually targeting Asians now, because our kids are doing well in school.
Wow. And so Ezra, we got to leave it there, but I look forward to having you back. We got to continue this conversation, okay? Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Ezra Namani, thank you.
Over here.
Indeed, knows unexpected growth can stretch your business thin.
Okay, those molds need to be adjusted. The shippers are coming at noon, so we got to get this done.
Like at Dennis's plastic startup, to stay flexible, he needs to get started hiring right away.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. And the moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first sponsored job post. Terms and conditions apply.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. That's 800-870-6217.
Mortgage rates are at historic lows, so if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital is offering a low 15-year fixed rate at 2% with a 2.27% APR. Incredible! Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 15-year fixed rate is 2% with a 2.27% APR. Incredible! These are historically low rates you may never see again. So, refinance it and forget it. That's a 15-year fixed to 2% with a 2.27% APR. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding right now. Call 800-500-1-HIT, 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run, call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT, 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight and the Finance Lenders Law. Number 603-787. An equal opportunity lender. Loan amount 500,000 and greater. 1.45 discount points apply. Rates subject to change and credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
According to the Wall Street Journal, the new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one business book in the world. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, two-time national best-selling author and owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold firm in the country. We help investors put physical metals inside their IRAs. My first book, Gold is a Better Way, sparked a movement. My new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one book in the country. I believe every investor should own physical metals. It's why I'm giving away my best-selling book to anyone with an IRA with over $100,000 for free. Call 800-900-8000 to get the bestseller, The Great Devaluation, sent directly to your door. That's 800-900-8000. The new decision is now obvious. Don't you deserve to do it with the best? Call 800-900-8000 for your free book today. That's 800-900-8000.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Minutes before the top of the hour, it's Bill Martinez with the infamous Dr. Ted Baer from MovieGuide.org. Always good to be talking with Ted. Hey, how you doing? Did you have a good Easter?
I had a wonderful Easter. We had a lot of family. My son, who was number 32 in the White House, but now is the head lawyer for a big investment banking firm, and all that brought his fiance.
Oh, congrats!
And yeah. So we were cleaning dishes all weekend.
So you didn't wait till the 4th of July when President Biden said that you would be, you know, federally authorized to gather as a family?
No, but I pray for him.
Yes. Yes, we all need to be praying for the president because that's what God commands us to do. Hey, I got a chance to speak to one of our favorites, Roma Downey, the other day. And, you know, she is just way too precious. And, of course, you know, we do the usual greeting and the whole deal. And she gives me the heart-melting response of, it's so lovely to talk to you.
Yeah, I know. She's wonderful. Well, you know, there's three people in Hollywood that are claimed to be the best hostesses in Hollywood, and she's one of them. So she's been locked down, but she's a friend, and we looked at the movie, and we tried to make some suggestions, and that's what we do. We work with people. They've received a couple of our awards, and, Mark has given some of the best speeches at our awards, so we still use them in our little trailers and things. And the award show we did on Sunday was very successful. So we're blessed beyond
the congratulations. Yeah, they did such a great job with that movie, The Resurrection, that you and I talked about last week. A great contribution to the season of Easter that continues, Ted. This is probably one of the best Easters, if not the best Easter I've ever had. I mean, because the whole season, the totality
of
the Lenten season.
Are you proud of me? We're cleaning dishes all Middle Eastern.
No, just for a little bit, but that's okay. But even then, you can clean dishes. You can be a Martha, and it's okay. You know, you just got to keep it in balance,
well,
right?
When you've got 14 grandchildren and four children and in-laws, the multiplication factor means that, and you broke your back a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
You do it, and you do it with joy, because God, the joy of the Lord is our strength. But you know, Helen Keller, who my stepmother knew very well, because her husband who died was one of the best eye doctors, said, "We need trials and tribulations." Of course, hers was at 19 months, she lost her sight and her hearing, which was incredible, because we need trials and tribulations so we understand the joy of the Lord. And I think we need them to see where we are in the world. Without that, we wouldn't, she said, we wouldn't develop courage and strength of character and bravery. All those qualities would be lost if we could just sit around like amoebas and do nothing.
Yeah, without a doubt. What a testament. And one of my favorite lines that she said was, you know, she used to get so frustrated because, you know, she couldn't get a new pair of shoes until she saw someone without feet. Kind of brings it into perspective very quickly, doesn't it?
Yeah. Well, she had a lot of courage.
Yeah, without a doubt. Hey, can we talk Godzilla versus King Kong earns the pandemic record, huh? Setting almost 49 million in its debut.
Yeah, people are, you know, I love the movie, as a matter of fact, and I think the movie is very tongue-in-cheek, and I know, you know, the head of production at the Legendary, and he's speaking at our very exclusive, super advanced class in the summer in Sundance, and he's come and spoken to our class, and he's, you know, his movies make hundreds of millions of dollars, and he's a man of faith and values, and so, you know, we know a lot about the backstream, but it's not a politically correct movie. It makes a lot of fun of things that I don't want to bring up because your listeners may believe them, but it makes fun of Q. It makes fun of all sorts of politically correct aspects. And it's got some tremendous moments in it, but it's tongue-in-cheek. The whole movie is tongue-in-cheek, and I'm glad it's doing very, very well. The question is, and Hollywood is asking the question, was it, you know, just some rare example because King Kong needs to be on a super big screen so you see him in all his glory?
Yes.
Or was this going to be, you know, welcoming everybody back to the theater? Well, you know, my family is divided on that. So I've got one person in my family said, "Why do you have to go to the theater? You've got one of the largest screens. You've got better projection at home." But I like the theater, Bill. And I think that they need to upgrade the theaters. They've upgraded the chairs. They need to upgrade
exactly.
The sound and everything else. But I love the experience. And we went to King Kong. First, we saw it on a little screen. Well, King Kong is not that big on a small screen. But it's nice to see.
He's not so King and Kong,
Right. It's like watching Rocky, you know. Now, these are guilty pleasures, so you cannot tell your audience that I'm saying this.
No, I will not. And I'm sure they just tuned it out and they edited it out of their mind as soon as you said it. But, you know, I got to tell you, I share the same sentiment. I mean, there is something special about being around other people and you're enjoying a moment, even if there's a conflict in a particular moment that you don't necessarily agree on. It's still fun to be around people. Plus, you know, I know popcorn's a lot cheaper at home, but there's something about movie popcorn.
No, there's nothing better than movie popcorn with the miserable grease that they use.
Exactly.
Gerard Depardieu was in one of my favorite films, The Last Holiday. Of course, he's a great French actor. And in Last Holiday, he says, "A butter cook is a better cook." So, you know, just load it on the popcorn. I've lost so much weight, it doesn't matter.
Well, simply stated, I love it. And still I wonder, the mystery of jujubes. Are jujubes still around?
I don't know.
Do you remember jujubes?
No, I remember, yes, but I never partook of them. I was eating too much popcorn.
Well,
I grew up in the industry, so I was in a theater every night because my father starred in one play after another. And the wonderful people. I'd go to Sound of Music. I'd go to My Fair Lady. I'd go to all the Broadway, during the golden age of Broadway. And my father, since he was starring in Andy Main, in Showboat and all these other shows, everybody knew him on Broadway. And they'd let me in. They'd say, oh, Bob Allen's son. Yeah, you can sit back here and you can get when something opens up. And
give him some Bob Korn.
Yeah,
exactly.
It was great.
Well, that's what I mean, do you like pinch yourself when you think back in your history, you know, what your parents, you know, exposed you to, and, you know, just the privilege of having these connections.
Appreciate it.
No?
I had the biggest manager in Hollywood speak at my last class. I mean, meeting him is worth millions of dollars. You know, the head of Warner Bros. Once said, because I introduced him to somebody, do you know how many people would pay a couple of $1 million to meet me? And here you are just introducing people to him, because I want these people to succeed. But the manager said that his daughter, who's a fine actress, and has been acting since she's three, gets embarrassed by him and doesn't want him to introduce her to anybody. And they went to, a great Anita Franklin, somebody's funeral, and he was introducing her. She said, don't do this. And that's the way I felt. I felt like, I don't want to meet Groucho Marx. I don't want to meet Rosalind.
Oh.
I don't want to meet Gary Cooper. I don't want to meet these people. So, you know, when you're a little kid, you feel like you're the salami in a bad sandwich.
I love your metaphors. Yeah, no, I love them. It's great. It's great. And I think this is it. You know, kind of like whether we're talking about Godzilla and that. I think that America is ready to laugh again. You know, we've lost our laughter over the past year, and this culture that we've had to deal with. It's like, if somebody told people that we needed to have this kind of spirit of meanness and darkness, can you be the voice to tell them it's okay to laugh again and turn the lights on?
Well, I love Mel Brooks a couple of years ago said, there's nothing that can be humorous. You can't even tell Norwegian jokes anymore. Who cares in Norway? They're bigger and taller, and all the women are strong, and all the men are good looking. So why can't we tell Norwegian jokes? But anyway, you can't tell any of that.
It's a whole nother story. Hey, let's talk about Dolly Parton. Safety, Infidel.
Sweet. You know, she, her manager, this is the guy who taught, the biggest manager in Hollywood, kept calling and saying, has Dolly won the Grace Prize? You know, she wants to get the... So we arranged our little TV thing for the Reels Channel. The Reels Channel was spectacular because the people who won, and then afterwards, all these producers, right? You think, everybody thinks Hollywood is way to the left, but yesterday I got a call from one of the producers of Safety. He said, how come I wasn't in the show? And please invite me over for lunch. And all these people are coming. In fact, tomorrow I got, I don't know, I'm swamped by these people, but it's wonderful. And Dolly Parton certainly deserved it for Dolly Parton's Christmas on the Square. And Greyhound, Tom Hanks deserved it. Infidel is one of my favorite movies, but watch out. It's it's mature audience. The villain, who's actually Muslim, uses a lot of foul language, and the director, who's one of my best friends, who came to Christ from Islam through the ministry, said he just couldn't control him, and that's what happens.
Yes.
So this is I can tell you a lot of stories about that, but you don't want to. But the show was terrific. Now we're going to re-edit. It's going to play on the Reels Channel a couple of times, and then we're going to re-edit it from 42 minutes, which moved so fast I cried at the end that it wasn't more of the show. We're going to edit it to about 2.5 hours so people can get the full power of all these great movies. I Still Believe is great. Both Irwin brothers, called us up and asked us if they were going to receive the award. So, we've done something by God's grace. It's not us.
Yes. Ted, we got to leave it there. Remind everybody where they can go to be in the flow of the know, as we say.
Yeah, go to movieguide.org, or just wait till next week when I talk to Bill again. But go to movieguide.org and find out all about our Reels program, Dolly Parton, all these things. Wonderful information, if I say so myself.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck. or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
We've also